and Tommy are about to pick your mood up with a bunch of fun in this podcast. Pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the start of the week and another show, guys. How are we?
Good. How was your weekend?
Yeah, weekend was fantastic.
Father's Day was good for you?
I spent the whole day just waiting.
For a present.
And then got no calls and I was like, oh, another one down. You beauty.
I sent a trackie to my dad.
You sent a trackie?
Yeah, a tracksuit.
I've never heard
a trackie.
Just a singular trackie.
Yeah.
Top and a bottom. A trackie.
Trackies.
A tracksuit.
And some trackies.
No, trackies are your pants. Yeah. A trackie is your top and your bottom.
You sent him a trackie.
You add something and then it becomes not a plural.
A trackie.
I sent him a tracksuit in the post. Yeah. And he just rang me and said, honey, I'm in lockdown. You should have got me a bigger size. So then I had to return the trackie and order him the size up. So that didn't go too well. But anyway, he liked his trackie.
He liked his trackie?
Yeah.
Good. What did you do for Chris?
We celebrated on Saturday because it was Ollie's birthday yesterday. So we pretended Father's Day was on Saturday and I kept forgetting and kept stuffing it up all day long. You know, when you tell the kids you pretend a day is a day that it's not.
No, it really catches you up. I have that with my kids all the time. We need to talk about Ollie's birthday.
He had such a good day. Second birthday in a row in lockdown. The poor poppet.
Mm.
You made it better for him though.
I think there's been some confusion about what I did.
Oh, you got him the most amazing present.
I think that's the confusion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
He loves it.
This could be problematic. Anyway, let's talk about it next.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Monday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Maybe we need to have this chat with people at some point too.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you're ready for it, but that's fine.
I am ready for it. I want to know how people see me.
Yep.
Anyway,
that's
for another time.
I know.
So it was my son's 14th birthday yesterday, which is so weird that I have a 14-year-old. It's just weird to think about. What? How come that's got his name in it?
Because we do that with everyone we play.
Are they all Ollie's?
No, they're their name for their birthday.
What? Is there one for everybody? Is there one for Carrie?
Well, not for you yet, but yeah, there will be.
Carrie has had a birthday before, though.
Nah, mate, let's not dwell on that.
Can I have a birthday in the next break just so I hear it?
Jez, get to work on that.
It was his second birthday in lockdown.
Yes.
But he's such a beautiful boy and he always sees a positive in life. And we had such a fun day planned for him and we had cake that his sister actually attacked and ate before he even got a chance to have it. But that's a whole other story.
Hey, the cake looked awesome.
He wanted a control tower because he's obsessed with planes.
Yes.
And we've already done plane, airport, everything over the years. So I made him a control tower. And lucky I showed him the night before quickly as I'd finished putting it together because in the morning I couldn't hear Adelaide anywhere. She was very quiet, which means she's usually up to something. And then all of a sudden I hear her go, cake. And she was standing on a stool in the kitchen, literally taking chunks out of the cake, eating it. She had red fondant all over her mouth. Anyway, Ollie, again, was so good about all of that. But anyway, he had a great day. And also, thanks to you, you dropped him something in the letterbox that he really liked.
Well, I wondered whether Mum was going to keep up her tradition of the worst birthday presents ever.
I didn't regrip his tennis racket
last year. Remember that?
Didn't
you give him grip for a cricket bat one year as well? Didn't you regrip a cricket bat?
He often needs things regripped.
But he needs.
He's a teenager.
That's like braces. As a present.
Nah, but sometimes I think kids these days get too much, you know.
Oh, mate. Can you imagine him ever showing his friends the tennis racket and they're like, cool, a new tennis racket? And he's like, no. The present is even better than that.
She's going to restring it for me next year.
Only if the strings are busted.
He gets stuff all the time. Anyway, he wanted an old school camera because he films planes and he wanted this enormous lens. So I bought him a new camera, which is weird because that's such a thing that I grew up with wanting a camera. Kids these days just use their phone, but he wanted an old school camera.
So did you get him a big camera?
I got him a big camera. I mean, I did make everybody, all the family, chip in. So they all transfer some money into my account.
Did they?
I thought it was too extravagant to just come from Mum and Dad.
And you would have sent around a message and said, guys, we're not just talking about a tennis grip here. A racket. This is a camera. So you're going to have to pitch in a bit more.
And I didn't think he needed that plus loads of other presents. So I got them all to chip in.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway,
that's good.
He's happy.
So you were very
generous.
So this is what I'm not sure about. I think there has been confusion about which bit of the present is what.
Well, all I saw him come in with was two boxes, something that he can do with COD, his Call of Duty.
No.
That's mum. That's me using the wrong phrase.
Has he told
something to do with flights or something? Anyway, there was two boxes that would help him with his gaming and his flight simulator stuff. Yes. And then you gave him $100 cash, which he loved.
Did he give that cash to you?
No.
Yeah, I think there's been
error. Giving cash that's given to them, to their mother.
I think there might have been an error in communication. So does he think I gave him the other stuff?
No. I think he thinks you're letting him borrow. You're letting him borrow the flight simulator stuff, which I might add is like a leaf out of my book. You won't give it to him. Just can borrow it for your birthday.
Well, I'm not even
going to give that tennis grip back.
And then you gave him cash.
So I gave him a virtual reality headset, and then these plane controls so you can play a flight simulator game and you're wearing a VR headset so it feels like you're flying and controlling a plane.
So does he keep them or they're to give back to you?
No, they had to give back. And then the $100 was to give to you so that you could buy him the game.
Oh, no, that's not what's happening. No, okay. I think he spent that on Call of Duty. He said all these things he was going to buy to make the game work better. That's gone. That $100, it gone.
Yeah, he's never going to play a flight simulator game, is he?
No, he will. The boxes are still intact sitting up there. He hasn't opened them yet, but he will at some point.
I did message him at the end of the day and I said, how's the game going? He said, I haven't had time.
No, because we let him play unlimited COD for the day, so he's doing that for the day. Mm. So what would you like me to ask him for the $100 back? Or you could just let him keep the flight simulator stuff.
Well, I mean, that doesn't feel like that's fair to me.
Or I could pretend to buy it and give it to him.
What do you mean pretend to buy it?
Say I'm giving it back to you. So you just tell him. And then give it to him.
Don't they say ownership is 90% in possession or something? He's got it now. It's his. What do you want to do calls on here? Because 13 10 60, I don't reckon that. If that $100 is gone, I don't reckon there's going to be a flight simulator game purchased. Because that's why I gave him the money, so he wouldn't have to buy the game.
Because you can't use what you gave him without
game.
Oh.
Presents that have never been.
I'm certainly not spending $100 on a flight simulator.
I know, that's why I gave him the cash. Presents that have never been used. Give us a call. 13 10 60. Obviously, the more expensive, better. I gave him, that's like $700 worth of stuff more. That's $800 worth of stuff.
He's borrowing it.
Yeah, but he's never going to use it because I gave him the means to operate it. Give us a call. 13 10 60. Presents that have never been used.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. And on 13 10 60 this afternoon, we'd like to know about presents that were never used.
Mm. Yeah, you were so beautiful. You gave Ollie a whole lot of virtual reality headset stuff and you gave him $100 cash to give to me for me to go buy him the game so he can use the headset you gave him. Only he just thought you'd given him $100 cash and he's gone on his merry way.
All the other stuff, all the flight simulator stuff. Anyway.
$800 worth of stuff is going to sit in boxes.
Michelle on 13 10 60. Did you get a present that you just never used?
I used it actually once and then threw it in the bin. Okay, my sister-in-law 1 year gave me a present for my birthday and said, I see you didn't have a set, so I bought you this.
Oh,
I opened it up and it was self-adhesive breasts.
What are self-adhesive breasts and how do I get myself
some,
Michelle?
How do you not know what sticky tits are?
They're stick-on boobs.
But how, like as in just a flat little thing to cover nipples or they're a big boob?
No, they actually add to what you don't have.
Oh, Michelle, I need these.
Are they what they talk about when they say chicken
fillets?
Yes, chicken fillets. I was going to say that, but I didn't know how many people understood it.
Oh, we're all over chicken fillets, Michelle.
There's one thing I know, Michelle.
So I wore them once, and on the package it doesn't say if it's hot, you'll sweat. And by the end of the night, after wearing a topless dress, they were around my waist.
I can just imagine these mounds down around your tummy that were meant to be.
I'm imagining them at very different heights. I'm imagining one kind of in the middle of your chest and the other one halfway around your side.
Gross.
The worst thing was they were around my waist and I didn't know.
Oh, Michelle. And you're walking around with the confidence of nice boobs.
Yeah. My eyes are up here. Actually, why are your eyes way down there? Good on you, Michelle. Thank you.
What about you, Kiana? What did you get that you've just never used?
So my dad purchased me, like, hair curlers. like the old school ones, like weird gift from your dad, right?
Yeah.
And they just sat
He's trying, though.
I know, I know. A for effort, right? And they just sat in the box for probably like 5 years because I already had like a curling wand. Like an electronic plug-in curling wand.
Like, so, like, Dad,
why would I waste the effort of putting in curlers and like sleeping in them all night or whatever you have to do when I've already got an electronic one?
Do you have are those curls? Are they what I picture women at,
like
at
old
hair
fashioned
salons?
Ones.
Yeah, like at a hair salon, just sitting there for I don't know 2 hours
their hair
or something.
Set.
And you, your wand takes 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, literally 15 minutes and it's done.
Does Dad know you never use them?
No, they sat in the bottom of like my bathroom cupboard for probably 5 years and then they sold at a garage sale.
He probably feels so proud every time he sees you when you've curled them with your electric machine. He's always like, oh, her hair's beautiful for my curlers.
He's never asked, but I'd assume that's what he thinks, yeah.
You sold him at a garage sale, probably to some other dad who thinks he's getting his daughter the best present ever.
Yeah, I hope not.
Good on you, Kiana.
Poor girl that gets those.
Thank you. Let's go to Tanika.
Can I tell you something weird?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Tanika.
I think this might be Tanika. Is it Tanika?
It is Tanika, yes.
And our last Tanika. Caller was Kiana, and my nieces are Tanika and Kiana. Is that
really?
Not weird?
Oh,
anyway,
what a coincidence.
You're not my niece, are you, Tanika?
I don't think so. I mean, I probably would love to be, but I don't think so, no.
I don't know. You've heard about the presents she gives.
I know. I give my nieces great presents.
Oh, it's just your immediate
just
family.
Then.
Tanika, what'd you get?
I got a Polaroid camera. My mum bought it for my 10th birthday,
awesome.
But didn't realise that it didn't actually come with film. So she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll buy the film. You know, we'll make it work. I'll go and get some at the shops. Never went to the shops. 18 years later, she just moved house, cleaned out her cupboard, and it was still there.
Still no film.
Still no film. No, never still used it. No. It looked great, but yeah, no, it wasn't used.
What were you singing?
Girls on film, but it's still no film.
That's good. That'll chart.
Alex, finish us off. What present did you get you've never, ever used?
I've got a few bottles of unopened colognes that I keep getting every year for my birthday from my brother because either he's getting cheap deals and he gets one for him as well, or I stink. I don't know which one it is.
But does he never realise you're not wearing the smell that he gives you?
I've never broken it to him because, you know, you're lucky to get anything from your brother at all. So I figured I'd just keep leaving them there. And they've moved with me since I was 20 and I'm now 30.
And how many you got?
10.
How close is he sniffing you, Alex?
Oh, look, I think it's because I've, you know, a bit of hay fever and cologne. I don't actually wear it all that much, but I'm just appreciating the fact that he actually considers enough to buy me.
It's
friends,
the thought
so.
That
Imagine
counts.
Your poor brother.
Correct.
He's like, man, my little stink brother. I've got him 10 different colognes now and still nothing.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, do you want to tell them? It's good news. I thought you were on telling.
It's amazing news. I was just actually reading it to triple check because I was thinking this can't be right.
If you want to get 3 steps closer to $1 million, today is your day to do it. Because tell the people what they have to
do. So if you register today for $1 million Alpha Bucks, we're going to send you 3 answers that you can use in tomorrow's game
with us.
So if you've entered before, register again. If you register today, we give you 3 of the answers.
Yep.
There's only 10
Yes,
questions.
That's
30%.
Yes, good.
It's amazing.
Good
and so many of the people that have been doing the competition only miss like 2 or 3.
Yes. If you haven't done it already, download the Listener app. It is free to do. Search for Carrie and Tommy. Fill out the competition entry form. 3 answers will be yours, which means 3 steps closer to $1 million in your skyrocket. Bickers, have I got a story for you next?
Can't wait.
This morning.
Love your tales.
I had an encounter that involves one of Australia's favourite actors, our most infamous underworld figure of all time, and a truffle farm.
Wow.
Good tease, I know. What's next?
Very good.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So much still to come, including musical royalty and a chance to win $1 million. But right now, because I went for a walk this morning, as I'm legally allowed to do, and nothing else, no fun. Oh,
walk can be fun. Depends who you do the walk with.
I was by myself, but I got a coffee and I was strolling through my local parkland
And have you got no friends to walk with?
No, I actually don't. And a masked man went, "Tommy!" And I looked at the eyes that I could see above the mask.
Tricky, isn't it?
Was not 100% sure, and he could see my eyes, I wasn't 100% sure. And he pulled his mask down, and it was none other than famous Australian actor Guyton Grantley.
Wow.
And, of course, if you don't know, played Carl Williams in the Underbelly series, yes. Right? As a lot of people still yell at him, "Carl, Carl." So I had a chat with him, and then...
Do you know him well?
Yeah, great guy. Right. And then... almost exactly as he'd done to me, someone else went, "G," which is his nickname, and he went, "Oh, g'day, Tomo." And he walked over and he handed him a plastic bag, right? Like a snap lock, like sandwich bag.
A Ziploc,
right? Folded up. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm watching a famous drug deal go down here. And then he slowly started to unfold the package, and we're in the middle of a very public park, and I'm like, "Bo, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Have a look at this." And I'm like, "Oh my God, what is happening? What is happening here?"
You got quite excited, didn't you?
Did. It's finally some entertainment during lockdown. And then he opened it up and he goes, "Truffle." And there was a bit of a truffle in this bag. And the other guy said, "Yeah, I've got a truffle farm." And I thought, well, that's the richest sentence I've ever heard in my life.
A truffle farm.
Yeah. And then G started to laugh and he goes, "You don't really have a truffle farm." And he goes, "I've got what was meant to be a truffle farm."
But where's that truffle come from?
From his truffle farm.
So he does have a truffle farm.
Of which he planted 300 trees 14 years ago. Have a guess how many are producing truffles.
Well, I thought truffles were like mushrooms in the ground. I didn't realise they came out of trees.
No, they are, but they grow it. This is what I learned this morning. So if you're listening to this and I'm wrong about truffles, who cares? He told me they were oak trees. So you plant oak trees and then you grow truffles at the base of the trees.
What,
right?
You like plant seeds or something?
Didn't get that far.
Okay.
Right? I was too bored that it wasn't drugs and moved on.
I didn't know which country is this? When I think truffles, I think like France and stuff.
No, here. Here.
In Australia?
Yeah,
in
Australia.
There's truffle farms in Australia.
Yeah, there's truffle farms here. But he said of the 300 trees, the truffles are only growing at the base of 5 trees after 14 years.
When did they start flowering, for example? Like recently? Has he had to wait 14 years for a truffle?
I think you have to wait like 8 years for your first
ones. Oh, my God.
Ones. And he said there's a neighbouring truffle farm as well. And they're going bananas. He said too much truffles. They've got so many truffles.
Oh, no way. So what's wrong with his farm?
He said there's some on the hill, which are okay, which are 5, I guess it's only a few. And then he said there's some in the valley that just don't work. It's too wet.
That's a very long game. 8 years to wait for a...
Well, 14 and they're still going.
Oh, my
right?
God. Because truffles are worth, like one little mound is worth thousands, isn't it? Well, so that little bit in a Ziploc was probably hundreds of dollars worth.
I know, because obviously I rolled him for it, ran, punched him in his actor mouth. No, I didn't. But then we started. Is that too much?
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, he played an organised crim. It's fine. He would handle himself. You'd learn a trick or two, wouldn't you? Anyway, then
imagining you in the police lineup. You know that photo they take?
Yeah.
And underneath it's that you've been arrested for...
What I love is when he goes to prison and they're like, "What are you in for, mate? I stole some truffles."
It's such a wanker conversation, isn't it?
Well, it got worse. Because I said, are you too far in now to just give up? And he said he got professional advice and what he should do, he'd been told, to chop the trees down, sell them as fully grown
oak trees,
and then just give up on it, right? Turn the land into something else. And he said, it's not the first time that's happened. He said, you should hear about my vineyard as well. And I said, what? And he said he bought a whole bunch of vines and he produced the worst wine he's ever drunk in his life. And so then he got an expert come in and he said the expert looked at the vines and went, these are the wrong grapes in the wrong region on the wrong soil with the wrong, like all this stuff. And he's like, okay, so what do I do? And he said, what you do is you never touch these vines again. Never touch this vine. And each season you buy 100 clean skin bottles and you print out your own labels and you whack them on and you say that you did this.
Oh my God.
That's genius.
Something tells me, though, that this man's doing okay despite the failure
the
of
farmer?
His truffle farm and his winery.
Have you got a truffle farm? 13, 10, 60. No. I wanted to do, how long have you toiled away at something? This case, it was 14 years, and it just didn't work. Give us a call, 1310 60.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy this afternoon, and on 1310 60, we want to know what you were working on for ages and it just never came off.
Met a bloke who 14 years ago started truffling, a truffle farm. Mm. He also said it's awful. And they, sorry, it hasn't worked. Out of 300 trees, only 5 have truffles at the base of them. He said it makes it look like when you see it in movies and stuff that you just tool up and down with your dog once every while.
I thought it was a pig. Don't they need a snout?
Doesn't I think the there snout is truffle pig? Pigs as well.
Yeah. Don't but, they yeah. snuff out the truffle?
Maybe that's where he's going wrong, is using dogs. But he said you have to trudge up and down every day during winter. He said always what they do on those tours and stuff, he said they'll find the truffle and then put it just under the surface, and then when they have like tourists
is that
and stuff,
right? And everyone goes, like when yes. you're panning for gold.
Yes, and then he said it is like me, then go, how good's that? Start a truffle farm, and in 14 years you find out it's not a great not a great lot of fun. Belle, producer Belle, are you saying they use kelpies?
Yes, in Australia we use kelpies and other dogs, and overseas they use pigs, I think.
We don't use pigs here.
No, I don't think we can trust the pigs, like they eat them.
So I think it's different between bacon, France and here. Why are the French pigs more trustworthy?
And the Aussie pigs are more greedy. G'day, Shay.
Hi.
What did you toil away at for a long time and it didn't work?
Well, I actually didn't. Someone was giving me some advice the other day. I was speaking to my friend Marco in Hawaii, and he said...
Oh. That's such a funny thing to say,
Shay. Isn't it?
Well, he said, make Marco in Hawaii.
Because I picture Marco with a full...
And fail fast.
Make a decision and fail fast.
What does that mean?
I think it means don't let it drag out for too long. Does this mean you're not committing to anything long-term, Shay?
No. He just meant if what I'm attempting at the moment doesn't work, move on and try something else. Like, it's a broad-scale thing that I'm doing. There's lots of options of what I can do. But he's like, make a decision, fail fast, move on.
Tell us more about Marco. Hawaii, Shay. It's fascinating.
Marco lives in Hawaii and he works for a company called Epilogue.
Epilogue? What do they do at Epilogue?
Laser engravers.
Are they? Is that big in Hawaii?
Is living in Hawaii as fun as it would, yes. as it sounds, Shay?
Yes, I think it is.
Which island's he on?
I'm not sure.
You don't ask him which island he's on?
No.
Is this like a internet date thing, Shay?
No, I had an issue with my engraver and he said, call me.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up real soon, a shot at $1 million.
Yep. Up next, we should say someone has posted something scandalous about you overnight.
It's abusive, isn't it?
And it's also quite accurate. But scandalous nonetheless. We'll discuss that next. But for now, we need to address something on the socials.
Oh, my God. Everyone's talking about it.
What's the haps on the apps?
What is the haps on the apps, Vickers?
So, last week, we were trying to work out what the ingredients were in snap peas. Those delicious fried, like they tell you they're good for them. I eat so many, I assume they're good for me.
They made me fart like an absolute trooper.
And whether they were an actual snap pea dehydrated or whether they were snap peas all ground up and put into a chip, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, in all of that, we ate some snap peas. And then that little video went online and people had some thoughts. A lot of people weighed in on the what they're made of debate, but a lot of people had issue with us eating on air, me particularly. Kelly Hart saying, I'm listening to the chewing on the radio. It made me change the channel. Always eating while doing the show. What people want to listen to.
Oh, my gosh. Some people are into it. I should point out.
You're talking about ASMR or whatever it's called? Yes. Yeah, yes. I don't know much about that. But anyway.
Let us know if you're part of that community.
Amanda Love says the chewing noises on the radio almost made me switch station. Almost.
Sounds like Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda.
Hates.
No, she's still almost, she said. She didn't. Okay. Look, I'll be honest. I thought, it's not good if you chew that much. But then I think back to us on the show, and I can't say there's been that many times where I've been chewing in a way that would be annoying.
Well,
can you?
Well, we've got a compilation here, don't we?
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, what are you doing to that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I am so sorry, everybody. I had no idea that's what I sounded like.
Do you think Amanda Love is still tuned in now? I feel like they might have.
that, you know, you were talking about the ASMR. Yeah. Would someone want that recording?
Oh, no, mate.
No? Even that's too much for someone who's
that
in day.
It's way ASMR. Too much.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So you were learning to fly.
Oh, God, don't bring it up again. Yep.
You're doing very well. Have we got any tunes?
Not that one.
Oh, I like that one.
Play the cool one, mate.
Nah. Steve, play your instructor, cool would like the one I just picked.
No, he'd prefer this.
You reckon?
Play this. Yeah.
Steve is awesome.
I was just about to shred,
mate. Sorry. That's so annoying. I've got the visual and it makes it a little bit better, but just the audio. I wonder if people would prefer to listen to me eating or that.
Should we do how well can you shred with your mouth? Okay. Sorry.
Actually, that's kind of fun. Call us if you're good at shredding with your mouth. 131060.
And if you don't know what that sounds like.
Hopefully it's better than that. Steve is not only teaching you to fly, yes. You are part of a show, Any Fool Can Fly, doco teaching fools to fly.
Yes, actually teaching very smart people and then one fool.
You're the fool.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Now, I have said for a long time that I will never go up in a plane with you.
Yeah, I know. It's really nice.
And you've started lately to make me think that I'm an idiot and that you are completely safe and that you're as good as the others and there's no reason for me to not go up with you.
I believe I said better.
Only your pilot, Steve, posted something yesterday that is scandalous from your instructor.
This. It'll probably be flattering because I'm getting quite close to getting my license.
Well, he says... Tommy Little is quite close now to being a pilot.
Ooh.
He really needs to extract a digit, however, and finish his theory study. In brackets, as expected, Tommy is a lazy slack.
Wow.
The naughty word.
Is that a personal message
there.
To you?
No, this is on his public Instagram. We're looking forward to seeing that cheeky smile of his when it happens. Rock on, brother.
Rock on.
He might know how to shred. Maybe he knows how to shred.
Do you know what I could extract a digit and do?
I don't think I've ever been called a lazy slack. But to have your instructor say you're lazy and that your theory study, that you haven't finished it.
No, I haven't.
I'm so glad that I'm not going up in the air. You've got to finish
it. You don't survive by theory. You probably do, actually.
You definitely do. And a pilot can't be lazy.
But.
You need to be the opposite of lazy. You need to be so
mate, come on.
Judicious.
Does this sound lazy?
Can you stop doing that?
Imagine if you just so button on. As the this is your captain speaking.
Mayday, mayday. Oh, hang on.
We're all good now, guys. I just shredded us out of that one.
We've got good news and bad news. The bad news is the plane's gone down. The good news...
Stop it.
Oh, someone doesn't know how to shred. Have a go. Have a go. Come on, Vickers.
Vickers.
Yeah. I don't think I know. Do you have some actual shredding?
Shred.
Solo. Solo.
No guitarist said I need to hear another guitar first before I can play.
I'm not going to be able to do
it. Have a shred, mate. Vickers. Vickers, that is really good. Oi, quick, let's shred together. You ready?
Okay.
You ready? Hey, producer Annabelle, we put the call out to get other shredders on the line.
No one's calling.
Oh, come on. Get involved, Australia. Give us a call.
1060, you want to shred?
Like this.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, can you shred for us?
I don't know how we got to this point in our radio show all my life where on air we are shredding.
Yes, give us a shred because...
A bit of drama on this one.
You've changed instruments. What are you shredding on there, mate?
I find the high notes too much for me. Too much. Can you give me some actual shredding, like some proper shredding?
It's the, for me, it's the dilililoo-doo-doo-doo.
Will, can you shred?
I sure can.
Give it to us,
good
Will. Sounds like you're strangling a cat.
No. Will, that's good. How many years have you been a mouth shredder for, Will?
Currently 5 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Good on you. Great stuff, Will. G'day, Reese.
How you going?
Yeah, mate, just, you know, shred life is my life.
Yeah, all day, every day.
Mate, God, I've got that many calluses in my mouth. You wouldn't believe it. Reese, are you ready to shred for us?
Mate, I was born ready. You ready?
Yeah, give us a shred. Yeah.
Oh, Reese, that almost sounds like the real thing. Just give us a bit of some real shredding. Oh, Reese, I can hardly tell the difference.
Yeah. Reese, have you been told that you're gifted before?
Yeah, only by my mum.
Hey, I just want to see, I want to check the range on Reese.
Sure.
Reese, can you go a bit lower on the shred for us? Can you give us some of those ones?
I can go a bit lower.
Yeah, okay.
He in my a-do-loo-doo-doo.
I just love
it. It's better lower, though. When you go hit the high notes, it really makes me want to work on a different station.
Try and stop me.
Kez, save me. Can you shred?
Oh, God, yes. I can do way better than that, babe.
Oh, right.
Yes. Go nuts for us, Kez. Good on you, Kez. Oh, God. Kez, let's go back to Kez for a second. Kez is giving me some life. Kez,
you guys have made me laugh so hard this afternoon. I really needed it.
Oh, ditto, Kez. You're the best. Are you part of a, I'm assuming you're part of a band that tours the country, Kez?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're thinking, what can you get there? So it's all L'Oreal and Maybelline half price, all Rimmel and Sally Hansen half price, all Revlon and Nude by Nature half price. So if there's stuff that you're going to need in anyway in the next few months, go get it now and get it half price.
Because I'm going to get in there tomorrow and you are not going to recognise me. Come showtime tomorrow, I'm going to be that rimmeled up. My God, you are not going to recognise me.
Who have we got coming up next?
Someone from your past.
Oh, yes, I do have an awkward past with this person.
Ooh, or is it both?
No, it's my past.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you'll this find is gonna out be weird. Next.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bick, is you scared of introducing your crush? Is that what's going on?
Oh, I think we've moved on from that. We're here to talk about more important issues.
Superstar Bernard Fanning's here. G'day, Bernard.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What are these more important issues that we are going to talk about today, Bernard?
I don't know. What are you talking about, Carrie?
He was wanting me to feel embarrassed.
Yeah, I was.
Because he knows I'm a big fan of yours.
Yes.
But we're in COVID times, Bernie, and I feel like we should talk about vaccination. I'm being a professional.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, it kind of kicked off this morning, the campaign on behalf of the entire live entertainment industry. It's not just the music industry. It's everybody, comedians, theatre, dance, orchestras, everybody behind a campaign that's encouraging people to get vaccinated, because without us meeting the thresholds in the wider society, then our businesses are basically down the toilet. I'm very much positive on the side of protecting the community and also trying to get live entertainment, aside from sport, back into life for people.
Gosh, I'm shocked to hear you say that. Has sport been going on still, Bernie? I wouldn't have noticed.
Apparently, look, I haven't noticed any. I haven't actually seen any or noticed any gambling around that either. But
does that actually just really piss you off?
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't think that anybody is pissed off at the sports people in particular. I think what pisses people off is the inconsistency from authorities. in allowing particular things happen and other things not happening without any logical explanation.
Hey, Bernie, I wonder if you feel how I feel about this. I've missed doing comedy the whole pandemic, but I don't think it got really hard until I saw overseas they're back into it completely. Like, we're now, I felt like we were kind of ahead in the fact that we were relatively untouched by COVID at the start when it was ravaging overseas.
Yeah.
But now it just feels like we're so far behind the rest of the world. Do you feel like that?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, look, the fact is now there's an opportunity when people are given the opportunity by the government to actually take the vaccination if they want to do it, then that opportunity is there and we're encouraging people to grab it. Because we are so far behind, you know, we've been kind of misled in many ways during this about what sort of situation we are in, and there was probably not enough really decent long-term planning. And I think the entertainment industry has been an incredible example of resilience and guts in terms of just trying to push through by booking shows, having shows ready to go, and then, sure, they're getting cancelled at the last minute often, but... And then those people who've done the work to put that show together have to redo that work without getting paid. And that's just been happening time and time and time and time again. I saw Jaguar Jones posted something recently where she said she'd just cancelled her 33rd show for the year. So,
and
you
yet
know,
no
people,
financial support along the way.
No.
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 You spent a stack of time in Byron. How does, quite genuinely, I ask this quite genuinely, how... Mm. How does that vaccination conversation happen with some of the people you may come into contact with?
Carrie, I haven't felt any pressure personally around here, and nor would I anyway. I'm perfectly happy to refer people to the experts in the area. You know, I'm not a doctor. I haven't studied epidemiology or ethics, but my ethics are pushing me to support this.
Yeah. And how do you feel about, there's been a lot of conversation around the idea that as a nation we'll get special privileges if we are vaccinated. As a performer, how do you feel about the idea of, say, not people not being able to come to your concert unless they're vaccinated?
Yeah, that's a different argument, I think. I understand why a lot of people have their reservations about it. I'm not sure that there's been a proposal for any type of system that could make it any different to that. The idea of the vaccination passport being the key to you being able to socialise and whatnot. And there's a lot of logic on the side of that argument, which is you are given a choice. You can make the choice however you like to do it, but you have to live with the consequences of making that choice. So if your choice is no, I'm not going to do it, then you live with the consequences of
and
that.
You can't
if your choice
see
is yes.
Bernard Fanning live. And that would be such a travesty, Bernard.
Well, for some, yes.
It is a massive industry. The live entertainment industry is a $36 billion industry, which means it's...
I know, isn't that incredible? Like, reading that statistic over the weekend, $36 billion comes out of this industry, which is why, given the way that the argument is going in this country politically, is that it's all about the economy. It's not about saving grandma. It's all about making sure that the economy is revived. Then why then aren't we, as a $36 billion industry, entitled to have our piece, to say our piece about it? And I think we absolutely are.
Absolutely.
Let's hope we are back seeing live gigs very soon. It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Bernard Fanning.
Thanks for your support, guys. Really appreciate it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Zalia, g'day.
Hey, Tommy, how you going?
Look so good. More importantly, though, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm actually stuck in 14-day lockdown because my housemate's a tier one.
Oh, no, Zalia.
I mean, even $1 million isn't going to fix that. Sorry, Zal.
All right. I'm almost done. I've only got a few more days.
You can dream of better days, because I was reading that if you won this cash, you want to go buy property in Portugal. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. My brother and I have a dream to build a food forest there.
A food forest?
Zalia, isn't every forest a food forest?
Oh, like a totally edible forest, though.
Oh my god.
What does that mean?
Willy Wonka.
Like, I don't know, but you could just completely live off your land.
Oh, live off the land. So I'm not just walking up and peeling off bark and it's chocolate.
I picture the same thing. I was picturing myself getting a big blade of grass and just going, num, 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 num. Zalia, you're fun. We hope you win. I'm going to give you the rules just so everybody is clear on everything and nobody sues. You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We'll take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. All 10 correct. You get 10 grand today. And then, more importantly, you win your way to a spot on Million Dollar Day. Pass if you don't know the answer. We'll come back to it if we have time. And time starts at the end of your first question. Zales, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, your letter for today is D. D for dad. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, let's do this. Name a girl's name.
Delta.
A fashion brand.
Dior.
A flower.
Dahlia.
A shape.
Pass.
A children's toy.
Pass.
A hobby.
Dirt biking.
A Star Wars character.
Pass.
A DJ.
Pass.
A dog breed.
Dalmatian.
A cleaning item.
Oh. Zalia, if only your letter was P, you would have nailed it with all those passes. Mate, you got away to such a flyer.
I know. I felt really confident in the start.
And don't you spend your Friday afternoons playing Alpha Bucks with your boss, I heard?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, she's going to listen to this on the way home and she's going to call me probably.
Well, if you've got nothing else to do with the rest of your lockdown, why don't you re-enter again? Because you can play more than once, Zalia, so we'd love to see you back.
Cool. All right, awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
And after that, we want to visit the food forest.
Yeah. Okay.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon.
Because you have been working your ass off recently on a special project that viewers can see tomorrow night on Channel 10.
7:30 on Channel 10. It's hard to believe, but it's nearly 20 years since 9/11 happened. I think when you say that, straight away people have a reminder of where they were when they heard about 9/11. I know for me, I was a young journo at the time, radio journo, and I watched it on the TV. Like most people, thought it was a movie and then spent the next couple of weeks night and day reporting on it. And I even remember back then, even through all the graphic images and the devastation I was seeing, what stuck with me was the stories of the people I was watching. Mm-hmm. And I've always been interested in knowing how their lives have gone since that day. We all know that it was the day that changed the world, but what about for the people that actually experienced it firsthand? So 10 years ago, I travelled to New York and I met five families of 9/11, and their stories are they just blew me away. They're phenomenal, all for very different reasons. And so just a few months ago, I caught up with these people another decade on to see how they're going. And so much has changed for them, but yet so much hasn't as well. And I think it's a very interesting look back in the 20 years since 9/11, particularly given the current climate and everything that's happening in Afghanistan. But yeah, this is not a news piece. It's very much the personal journey of people affected by that day. So that's tomorrow night at 7:30.
I can't wait to watch.
It is, yeah, it'll, I can't promise you won't cry at the end of it. They are incredible, incredible people.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home this afternoon. And guys, it is time for yet another edition of, audition for a replacement segment for Same, Same, But Spoken.
Oh, remember. Hold on. We're throwing out the full segment and starting new.
Yeah, that's what this whole thing has been, is we're finding, you know, good ones to replace the old one that you hated.
I didn't know the plan. That was the long-term plan.
Yeah, they're auditions.
So we're never going to get to play Same, Same, But Spoken again.
It is devastating. I know.
I miss it. I don't.
Last week we had an incredible version that Carrie started off hating, ended up loving, Same, Same, But Forwards. Mm. Tommy, do you remember your suggestion from last week?
Same, Same, But Country and Western, I believe it was, jazz.
Same, same, but country and western. Yeehaw!
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I'll put my thing down, flip it, never see it.
This is fun. Yeah, boy. All right, so.
You've got to do it with the accent the whole time, though, Jess.
Okay, so your first song. Y'all ready to play now?
Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah.
All right. What's your name there, boy?
Jesse James from Texas.
Oh, what's your name there, pretty lady?
You know, I can't
What's
do
your name, pretty lady? Hey, pretty lady, what's your name?
Stop being a creep.
Hey, pretty lady, what's your name? What's your name? You come here often? Hey, pretty lady.
Daisy.
Well, where are you from there, Daisy? You're funny.
It's a funny old accent you got
there. Funny sounding, Daisy.
Let's play.
Okay, here's the first one.
Daisy. I put you high up in the sky now. You're da, 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 da. It's lonely time to let me burn. And now we're ashes on the ground.
Don't you ever say I just Carrie. Want to
win. Because.
I will always love. I'm Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus.
Wow. I couldn't.
Wow, it's intense after that, isn't it? She just came in like a wrecking ball.
Were those lyrics pitched to dog's ears? I could not hear. I could just hear like... I was like, what are these words?
One zip. Here's your second song.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I know you think that I'm assuming things. I'm going down at the way it seems.
Because?
It is Destiny's Child.
Three.
Oh.
Two. One.
Give it to Slack Jaw Rick over here.
Come on, Slack Jaw.
Is it Jumpin' Jumpin'?
It ain't Jumpin' Jumpin'.
Is it TLC?
Independent Women?
TLC, no.
Is it Independent Women?
Say my name.
Is it Say My Name?
It is
Daisy,
Say My Name.
I already told you. Okay.
All right,
Slack Jaw Rick's not doing too well this game.
Song number three. I wear your granddad's
clothes. Slack Jaw Rick.
Slack Jaw Rick, go on now.
Is it Macklemore Thrift Shopping?
It is.
Slack Jaw Rick's back.
Kids, we might
be in dinner tonight.
Why does this accent make you yell very loudly?
I don't know there, pretty lady.
It's super fun. Know. Y'all just got to give it a go.
I can't imagine whispering. It gets even creepier. What's your name, pretty lady?
It is a one all. Put a whim on into my soul.
So you're a tough guy. Like you feel you're up. Slack Jaw Rick and go!
Slack
Jaw Rick and go! Is it Billy Eilish Bad Guy?
It is. I'm the bad
guy. I was just trying to work out tough guy, rough guy, what other guy could it be?
All righty, Bickmore, all you can do right now
is
tie it up.
Bickmore? That's Daisy.
Sorry, Daisy.
Duke.
All right, here we go.
With the funny voice. Slack Jaw Rick.
Go on, Slack Jaw Rick.
It is it's Nirvana, and it is Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Slack Jaw Rick, you on fire today, boy.
Thank you, Jesse.
I reckon
James.
We just found our replacement for Same Same But Spoken. Don't you think?
It's pretty fun.
It's fun. I'm going to have to learn an American
accent. If you start to do the voice.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
That was a podcast packed full of big smiles and even bigger lols. Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse and pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day.